Hello, welcome back to While We're Here. It's me, your host, Tamika, on this very beautiful, on the outside day, taking in all of the energies of truth. Everything that is going on within and everything that is going on without, watching, feeling, knowing, and tapping into what feels true, what feels real and honest about this time that we are in right now. How is it affecting you, your thoughts, your actions, your nervous system? Are you experiencing some lows, some deep, clouded, or maybe even darkened lows within yourself about all that's going on, trying to make sense of this whole pandemic, what's attached to it, how you're supposed to get through it? Well, I wanted to stop by today and I wanted to, you know, shed a little light for you on a few things. One in particular, you don't have to do any of those things. You don't have to try and figure it out or understand it. What you do need to do for yourself is get comfortable. Get comfortable in yourself, in your being, about what's real? What's really real? Like, are you existing and living in your truth based on what you believe yourself to be? Does your life's actions match up with the internal constitution that you may have even subtly created for yourself? Maybe even how you describe or express yourself to be to others. How is that working out for you? Are you feeling like you are absolutely grounded in that place within yourself where you have looked at and screened over all of those past behaviors, connections with people, places, and things that no longer serve you? Have you done a purge during this time period? Have you even looked at it? Things that are sitting within the recesses of your soul, your spirit. How do you feel about that? Are you walking around holding on to old pains, harboring resentments, grudges, thinking that it's just what it is? You have to know that none of the things within us that cause us discomfort go away until we absolutely face it, until we address the truth. I can share with you a truth for me, something that was brought to my attention because purge, because heal, you know, this is a time and era where I've been guided because I've asked for help, for support from spirit, from source, from God. Help me to see who I truly am. There's things about us that we can look in the mirror and not even acknowledge because we don't recognize. So there's these dynamics, you know, where you may not even understand certain patterns of behavior and ways of speaking and treating yourself or others that are close to you. But they're patterns. They're there. They exist in your dynamics, your goings and your comings of being. And so I had this conversation with my daughter, my oldest daughter, where because something that she was experiencing in terms of a need that she had, she was able to bring it to my attention. I haven't really been mommy. I've been mom, mother, provider, nurturer, those roles, but I haven't really been mommy. And I'll explain that in a little more detail. So my daughter is 23 years old now, and she's just one of five. But she's quite the mature and wise young old lady, I want to say. That's what I call her. She's kind of known in our family as Little Mama. Unfortunately, because I held that same title as a very young girl, we'll get back to that another time. But what I see and what I saw from the conversation that we had and from what she basically wasn't a confrontation, but it was more of like a realization she had about herself. There were moments and experiences in her life as a young girl, adolescent, she didn't have mommy. She didn't have or feel like I had been the softness that she needed. Sometimes, you know, a child just wants to crawl into their mother's lap and lay their head on her bosom and just feel her energy of love and listen to her heartbeat. Well, I have been so preoccupied with one, being mom, single mom, to five gorgeous and awesome people for many years after divorcing, but also I was employed full time. So I worked 40 plus hours a week. There was a very long period where I extended myself to earn a degree. So I was in school while I was doing all of this and mothering my children. So what I learned in this conversation, most specifically during that time period, there were instances where I'm sure not just my daughter, this daughter specifically, there are two girls and three boys, but I'm sure there were periods where all of them somehow missed out on the experience of me as mommy. Now, of course, when they were infants, it was a whole other story, whole other situation. My dynamic with them was definitely being present with them, being loving, being catering to their needs in the sense of emotional needs and physical needs, definitely spiritually, because sometimes I can look back and say, you know, the only way I know that I made it through parenting, being a wife, attempting to learn myself, was because of my faith. I remember fervent prayers. I remember speaking out loud to God in many instances, morning, noon, night, didn't matter what period of the day it was. That was my experience because that's how I knew to survive. A lot of the things that I saw and experienced in my early life were difficult. They were hard. So I learned Jesus. Now, I won't tell you that that's my following or my practice today. Yes, I still have a very strong faith, a very strong faith life. But I'm no longer a Christian. That's a whole other show. The point I'm making here is the way that I was able to navigate being my children's mother at, and be a young woman, because I was a very young mother. I was a mother first at age 19, but I married early and began a family, started a family. And so I didn't know myself. This rolls into, I took some of the things with me into wifehood and motherhood from my childhood, being a young girl, a little girl who didn't receive affection, nor did I understand what that was supposed to look like. I didn't get it, so I didn't have it. What I do know, and I'm sorry about the fireworks, it's a constant these days. I digress. I experienced from my daughter's conversation with me an awakening of truth. There was nothing about what she shared with me that I could deny within myself. I felt very inadequate listening to her express and describe what she needed and what she only wanted. She really only ever wanted me in different moments of her life to just be present, to just be mom, mommy specifically. So there's a difference. Yes, mom is, you know, a common term if you call your mom or you call your mother as title, but mommy is a little more endearing. It's almost infantile, almost juvenile, if you want to think about it. But it's a sweetness. It's a softness. It's a mommy is one that can assuage your emotional torrent or situation. And that's what you needed. It's what she needed. And I wasn't that for her. And again, I believe that that may be very true for the other four. And so I say all this to say, the breaking down of something that's painful to hear from a loved one or someone who's close to you, it exposed a truth to me about myself, that I really had not been the greatest mom or mother that I thought myself to be. This is not a pity moment, but it's kind of like a shining light, an epiphany moment. You know, what are you supposed to do when you hear your young adult child express that there was some lacking, there was some deficiency in your delivery of parenting? How are you supposed to deal with that? Well, I'll tell you how I dealt with it. I received it like a blow to my gut, and immediately I shed tears because I felt, wow, I hurt her. You know, by one, the dynamic in our relationship have been just the same as what my dynamic with my mother was. I was my mother's friend. I wasn't her daughter. So I can recall and look back on moments, various times as my daughter was growing up where we had conversations that I probably should not have ever had with her at the time specifically of her life. And then just that whole sense that I had a freedom of being able to spill my guts to her. Now, this is me. I'm the mom, the parent. This is my daughter, the child. Even though she's a grown up now, it's overwhelming. So she felt a burden because she saw my humanity and not what she should have been able to see, which was just me letting her be a child, me letting her be a kid, and respecting the boundary, the parent-child boundary that should exist in all parent-child relationships. I didn't even give her the option or think about giving her the option of saying, you know, Mom, I really don't need or want to hear this. This is inappropriate, Mom. Now, mind you, I wasn't abusive. There wasn't anything that I don't believe damaged her, but I did hurt her in a way emotionally that she probably didn't feel that she could actually rely on me in terms of being that nurturer for soothing moments to create a sense of resolve in her emotionally. It kind of forces you to grow up kind of hardened or tough. I know. I'm never, ever condoning that that's what I should have done with my daughter just because it was done to me. But what I am saying is I know that we repeat conditioning. We practice and we behave even without thinking about it. The things that have been ingrained in us or, you know, have been nature nurture in our lives. So the awakening, the truth in this experience, this conversation with my daughter, held me to see myself under this bright, shining light that, hey, you really need to look at yourself and feel and see and get reacquainted with why you were that way. But right now, she needs me. And so there are moments where she's purging and she's going through her ascension process and becoming a lot more aware of who she is as a person and as a young woman. And she needs her mommy. She didn't need her friend. She has those already that she can tell secrets to and say different things to, you know. She needs her mommy. She needs her mother, the parent. And sometimes you have to also recognize that we reach certain levels in being a parent that requires you to see the change, the shift in how you need to parent. Well, I only learned these things because as life slowed down after age 40 for me, I had a broader view of the people that my children were versus they're just my children. I actually got to see them from an individual perspective and watch them develop into these really great humans. Some because of the foundation that I did help to lay for them, and plenty because they made very healthy and wise decisions or choices for themselves, sometimes through trial and error, but oftentimes just in trusting themselves, allowing their intuition to guide them. And so here my daughter is going through a healing process and lots of light being shown down upon her about who she is at such a young age. The fact that she really wants to do this type of work within herself kind of blows my mind, because I know very grown people, I'm not going to call names, that are over my age, and I'm not 50 yet. And there are these folks who are still stuck in ruts, emotional and spiritual and mental ruts, because they refuse to have a look a little bit deeper, a little bit closer to the person that they are. You know, not saying that everything is gloom and doom or it's bad, but honestly, when do we ever get the opportunity to get right with ourselves so that the way that we show up in the world provides truth? It gives someone else a visual example of how you make it through hard times, tough decisions, even if they're for good reasons. How do you do that without self-examination? I will tell you, having this experience with my daughter confirmed for me even more how much we as people definitely need each other, because we get to be reflections one to each other. Somebody is always coming into our experience, into our lives, to show us ourselves. And it is only when we actually take the time to stop and look beyond the surface of things to acknowledge, this is really for me. This person might be grinding my gears. I may not like them because of there's certain thing that they wear or a certain way they hold their head. But listen, I'm going to tell you, people show up for us, literally for us. They may not even realize the role that they have in our lives. And it could be family, friends, it could be employers, employees, it could be a stranger. It doesn't matter. We are always in a constant state of evolution internally with the spiritual, soulful, mental self. Always. If you give yourself a moment to just take a quick scan over the last 24 hours of your life and pinpoint those little spots where this person or that person was present in your life for that time period. What did you experience? What did they say? What moved you about being present with that person? There was something there that they showed you about who you are. And you can even see the rewards of how you present yourself in life. It's a beautiful thing if you allow it to be something that you recognize, something that you are willing to acknowledge. I have to say, this time period, this whole pandemic era that we're in right now, this is not for naught. The shift that is taking place globally, cosmically, galactically, it's real. And I do believe that none of us can escape this grand opportunity to see truth in how we exist, how we present in this life. It is for our good to see ourselves for what we really are. Think about that.